I am Roy Heron with KCIBC. I'm a longtime member and volunteer. And as far as I know, this is our very first KCIABC Blab event. And we are delighted to have a very special guest, Marianne Sicking. And she not only won our Best in Show Award at the Kansas City Quills earlier this year, but she has been the winner of multiple awards continuing on after that. Can you fill me on, Marianne, can you fill us in on what were the other awards as well?
I received a bronze quill from the Tulsa chapter as well, and then went on to the Silver Quill Awards and got an award of excellence there as well.
Okay, excellent. Well, congratulations. And I think what all of us would like to learn is, what can we learn from this campaign that you undertook that resulted in all of these awards of excellence? And Marianne is a communications consultant with Kansas Gas Service. And her awards were related to a multi-state campaign with One Gas, which is the parent company. So can you tell us a little bit about the project? I understand it had to do with business changes that led to the need for multiple Facebook pages.
Yeah, so like you said, Kansas Gas Service is a division of One Gas. And One Gas was actually created back in January of 2014 when One Oak Inc. spun off its three distribution companies. So Texas Gas Service, Oklahoma Natural Gas, and Kansas Gas Service. And when that when they spun off those distribution companies, we thought that was a great opportunity to form three new Facebook pages, one for each of the companies, which we hadn't had in the past. So our pages are only about almost 2 years old now. So that's where this all kind of began.
How important is it for utilities to be engaging with customers on social media? You know, as you think about utilities, they're unfortunately for people in marketing, one of those businesses that we consumers really don't think about until something stops working. And it seems to work 99.9% of the time, but it's that one night that the power goes out during the Super Bowl that everyone freaks out. Tell us a little bit about the challenges that you experience in engaging with customers on social media.
Well, I just think it's really important for all companies, including utilities, to have a presence on social media because, you know, more and more people really start reaching out on social media first before they even go to a website or pick up a phone. So it's just important to have a presence out there. So if someone does reach out to us, we can help them out. And it's just also a great way for us to kind of engage with our customers on issues that might be outside of customer service issues. Like, for example, we love to put up kind of entertaining posts about like Throwback Thursday pictures or Friday food facts. And we love to educate our customers, give them some more information about the benefits of natural gas, energy efficiency tips, that type of thing. So it's a really important way, and it's just kind of that next step to get you involved and engaged with your customers.
Well, excellent. What are some of the types of interactions that customers will initiate with you? I know you mentioned they'll go sometimes maybe to Facebook first for customer service before they even pick up the phone.
Yeah, exactly. So you never really know what you're going to get in a day. It might be a customer who needs help setting up service, or they might have lost their account number or something like that. You really never know what you're going to get. It's kind of like anything that might come into the call center, we might receive on a Facebook page. And, you know, every now and then we do get that nice customer who goes out of their way to send a compliment or thank a tech for helping them out. And those are my favorite posts. But, you know, it's just those general type of customer service. How can we help you type of problems?
Okay. Very well said. Well, tell me a little bit about the goals of your campaign and how close did you come to meeting those?
Sure. Since these were new pages, we had some kind of basic goals. One of them was to just keep up a regular presence on our page with new content. And so we wanted to post at least three times a week on each of the Facebook pages. And now we're averaging probably a little bit more than four posts every week. We also wanted to regularly educate our customers, like I mentioned before. And so we had a goal to keep up regular postings with educational tips. And we post more than six educational posts every month. And then our main basic goal was to always respond to any customer service issues that appeared on our page. And so when I submitted the award, we were at a 96.3% response rate. So that was pretty high. It's not exactly 100%, but some reasons for that are we won't respond if someone violates our rules for sharing, for example, if they use foul language or profanity or anything like that, we won't respond. Or there's been cases where a customer has posted and then their problem is resolved before we can even get a chance to respond. So so we've done pretty well at achieving those goals so far.
Okay. So only 96% response rate. Wow. How disappointing.
Yes. We'll get that final 3.7%.
It sounds like you've done all that's really possible given those scenarios. I'm just curious, Marianne, as you laid out the goals, what factors led you to conclude that 3 or 4 posts a week was the right number? Because I understand that's different for every business and scenario.
Sure. Well, we just kind of decided on that. With our Twitter pages, we aim to post every day. And so we thought with Facebook, since it's got a little bit of a longer shelf life than Twitter does, as far as staying on people's timelines, that we didn't need to quite do one a day, but maybe an every other day type of a post would be good just to keep us fresh in people's timelines and to get as much information as possible that we can out there.
Yeah, well, that certainly seems reasonable to me. Now, one thing I found, there were several things that were very interesting about this whole campaign and the awards that you won. But one thing that I thought was very interesting was your budget for this project, which was $0. And so I'm interested in how you not only completed this project, but also won multiple awards with $0. And also I want to ask you, please don't tell any other marketing departments that you created an award-winning campaign with $0. We don't want the word to get around that that's possible.
Yeah. So since these were brand new pages and we were kind of on a taking baby steps, we did have a $0 budget. And so we complete everything in-house. For example, I handle all of the content calendars and most of the day-to-day activities on our Facebook pages. And we have a couple other people in our communications team that'll back me up on that. So no extra money spent there. It is a challenge to have a zero budget for when you want to grow your following base. It's because we can't take advantage of some of the tools that Facebook has for targeted posts or advertisements yet. So that was one challenge. So it's been... all of our followers are what I would call have grown organically.
Yes.
So it's all the people who have either sought us out or saw, you know, from our website or from other communications that we have, Facebook. So that is the one challenge with a $0 budget is you don't have the large amount of followers that maybe someone with more of a budget could have, but we're getting there.
Well, I think that's very heartening to people who work in marketing communications and either are with an organization that say has a project like this that has $0 budget, or they're with a client that just doesn't have the budget to hire the consultant and then buy ads, that you can succeed organically. It's a lot more work on your end, it seems, but it is possible.
Yeah. And that's a great thing about social media is that it is free for everyone. So you can make a Facebook page with $0 and you could have the ability to reach a lot of people.
Well, that's inspiring for all of us. Marianne, what were one or two things that maybe just you as a marketing communications professional learned during this process?
Well, just getting the chance to manage all these Facebook pages, I've learned a lot about social media. You know, I think maybe now students in college can probably take classes on social media, but it was nothing that I had, you know, 4 years ago when I was in school. So it's just been a very much a learn as you go type of a thing, and realizing the impact that this can have on our company and our customers, and just what a great tool it is for our company has been one of the things that I've learned. And also just getting the chance to manage a project like this is, you know, helped me hone my project management skills and leadership skills as well. So,
you know, we ought to have you present at one of our training sessions about this project, or just in general, the things you've learned about social media. I know you said you didn't have classes in school, but there's no lesson like the school of hard knocks or the real world of getting in and learning when something breaks and you don't know how to fix it. So.
Yes, exactly.
Well, excellent. Well, finally, I wanted to ask you, I know when it comes to the KCIABC, the Kansas City Quill Awards, it does take some time and some effort to apply. And of course, you applied not only there, but for other awards that you won as well. Was it worth it? And if so, what kind of benefits have you experienced from being a part of that whole process?
Yeah, filling out award entries, it's not the most fun thing. It definitely takes some time, but it's definitely worth it. It's awesome to get some recognition for your work, but also winning the Silver Quill gave me the opportunity to go to the IABC Southern Regional Conference in Denver, which was a really cool experience. I've never been to anything like that. It was like 2.5 days filled with breakout sessions and keynote speakers that were all about communications. And I just learned so much and got to speak with other professionals in our field. And it was just an awesome experience that I wouldn't have if I hadn't entered the awards. So it was great.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we appreciate you entering and being a part of the process and bringing great work like this to our attention.
Thank you.
Any other thoughts about the whole process, the campaign?
I would just encourage everyone to enter. If they've got a project that they're proud of, definitely enter. It's a great way not only just to get recognition, but to meet with other people who have projects that they're proud of as well.
Fantastic. Again, congratulations. And also congratulations. I think all of us are fairly new to Blab. And if you look on the screen, you can see you have got 6 shout out high fives. I've got 0. So you win again, another award. So thank you.
There you go.
Well, if you'd like to learn more about Kansas City Quills or KCIABC, again, KCIABC is an association of marketing communications professionals in the Kansas City area, you can visit kciabc.com. Marianne, thank you so much and congratulations.